Tonight's topic, as you saw on the sign, is the wisdom of the ego. My teacher always used to say, if you're going to teach anything to anyone, make sure they meditate first, otherwise they're not going to understand anything. So we'll start with a guided meditation. Close your eyes. Place your hands in your lap. And start with thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for happiness, true happiness. Because goodwill comes from within, it means that your true happiness doesn't have to conflict with anyone else's. And when we're wishing goodwill, extending goodwill to others, as well as to ourselves, the basic wish is not simply that we think sending goodwill will make them happy, or we're not saying, may you be happy just as you are. We're hoping that we can understand the causes for true happiness and act on them. That's a wish we extend to ourselves and the wish we extend to others. That's because there's no conflict. That means you can wish goodwill for all beings without hypocrisy. Because you're basically wishing that everyone would act in a skillful way to find happiness. That's a wish you can extend to anybody, people you like, people you don't like, even people who are very unskillful in their behavior. The wish that they would understand that their behavior is unskillful and change. That's a wish you can wish for anyone, again, without hypocrisy. It makes it possible to make this attitude unlimited. So start first with thoughts of goodwill for yourself. Tell yourself, may I be truly happy. And then spread that thought out into other people. First with people who are close to your heart, your family, your very close friends. May they find true happiness too. Now spread that thought out in ever-widening circles, the people you know well and like. To people you like, even though you don't know them so well. To people you're more neutral about. And to people you don't like. Remember, the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness inside. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds, east, west, north, south, above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. Now bring your thoughts to the breath. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths and notice where you feel the breathing. And whether it's comfortable. If long breathing is comfortable, continue at that rhythm. If it's not, you can change the rhythm. Make it even longer or shorter. heavier, lighter, deeper, more shallow, faster, slower. Experiment with different kinds of breathing to see how the body responds to them, and whichever one seems to give the best results, stay with that rhythm. If your thoughts wander off, you don't have to follow them, just come back. Just drop the thoughts and you'll be back at the breath. They wander off again, just drop them and you'll be back at the breath again. Each time you return to the breath, reward yourself with a way of breathing that feels especially gratifying. You can pose that question in your mind, what would feel really good right now as I breathe? And see how the body responds. Also makes your mind more likely to want to come back if it feels really good. You may find that one rhythm of breathing feels good for a while, and then the needs of your body change. That doesn't feel quite so good anymore. So try to stay on top of things. When we talk about breath here, it's not just the air coming in and out of the lungs. It's the flow of energy that allows the air to come in, allows the air to go out. And that you can feel in any part of the body. Coursing along the nerves, along the blood vessels, through the muscles. As the breath feels more comfortable, there is a danger of your drifting off with the comfort. To counteract that, the next step in the meditation is to try to be aware of your whole body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And a good way to build up to that is to go through the body section by section to familiarize yourself with how the breathing feels or the breath energy feels in different parts of the body. So you can learn how to connect them up. A good place to start is down around the navel. Locate that part of the body in your awareness and watch it for a while as you breathe in and breathe out. If you notice any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax so that no new tension builds up as you breathe in and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. If you want, you can visualize the breath energy entering the body right there at the navel, where you're focused, so you don't feel any need to pull or push energy from another part of the body. Now move your awareness up to the solar plexus, the spot right in front of the stomach, and follow the same three steps there. In other words, one, locate that part of the body in your awareness right now. Two, watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out, to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. And three, if there's any tension or tightness there, allow it to relax. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now bring your attention up to the middle of the chest and follow the same steps there. Now bring your attention to the base of the throat and follow the same steps there. And bring attention to the middle of the head. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy coming in not only through the nose, but also through the eyes and the ears. In from the back of the head, down from the top of the head. Going deep into the brain. And then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the head in all directions. Very gently working through any patterns of tension you may feel in your forehead, in your jaws, around the eyes. And dissolving those patterns of tension away. Now bring your attention to the back of the neck, right at the base of the skull. And as you breathe in, think of breath energy entering there and going down through the shoulders, through the arms, out to the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And if you happen to notice that you're holding more tension, say, in your left shoulder than your right shoulder, or your left wrist than your right wrist, whichever side seems to be holding more tension, allow that side to relax and see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now keeping your attention focused to the back of the neck, this time as you breathe in, think of the energy entering there and now going down both sides of the spine, down to the tailbone. Then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the entire spine into the air. And as you become more sensitive to this part of the body, if you notice more tension in one side than the other, allow that side to relax and see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Focus down at the base of the spine. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there and going down through the hips, the legs, down to the tips of the toes. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And again, as you get more sensitive to these parts of the body, if you notice any tension, say, in your more tension in your right leg than your left, then allow that tension to relax. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now that completes one cycle in your survey of the body. If you were meditating alone, you could start at the navel and go through the body again, as many times as you like, to see if you can pick up any patterns of tension you may have missed the first time around. But for right now, choose any one spot in the body that seems most congenial, either because it's most comfortable or the most interesting. Allow your attention to settle there. And then to spread out from that spot to fill the whole body. So you're aware of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. Your attention will have a tendency to shrink, especially on the out-breath. So keep reminding yourself each time you breathe in, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. Allow the breath to find whatever rhythm feels good. Your only responsibility right now is to try to maintain this sense of centered but broad awareness. It's like the candle in the middle of an otherwise dark room. The flame of the candle is in one spot, but its light fills the whole room. This awareness is healing for the body and healing for the mind. And because it's all around, it provides a good foundation for insight to arise. So make sure the foundation is solid. And whatever builds on it will be secure. Now, before you leave meditation, think thoughts of goodwill once more. Think of whatever sense of peace or well-being you felt for the past session, and dedicate it to others, either specific people you know or are suffering right now, or all living beings in all directions. May we all find peace and well-being in our hearts. And with that thought, you can open your eyes.